I'm here with Douglas Sinclair, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about this year's overview report. Douglas, can you tell me what this report is about?
Yes, it's a look back at how councils collectively have performed over the last year and also look ahead to what they face in the year ahead.
And what have you found?
Overall, they've managed finance pressures pretty well. Funding has, of course, gone down like the rest of the public sector. For councils, it's down more than 8% in real terms over the last 3 years. And they've coped so far largely by cutting staff numbers, but that alone is not sustainable in the longer term. They are looking at other ways of delivering services, and they'll need to do more of this.
So how does this affect the public?
It affects us all, because we all rely on council services in our daily lives. Schools, roads, social work, rubbish collection, it's a long list. And councils are having to look hard at what they provide and how they can deliver them more efficiently. They are engaging with the local communities on choices that need to be made. Some councils more effectively than others, and they all need to get better at this. But as well as less money, councils are also facing more demand on services, largely because we're all living longer.
So how are councils going to cope with this?
Well, they have coped well so far, but they now face pressures beyond next year of a scale not previously experienced. Budgets are getting tighter and demands on services ever increasing. That's why longer-term financial planning is so important. Councils need to have effective long-term financial plans to give them a good understanding of their finances and future pressures and provide options for addressing them. And the big challenge for councillors is to make best use of the money that is available and to take the difficult choices now to avoid storing up problems for the future. That, in a nutshell, is what it comes down to.
So what do you want to see happen as a result of this report?
Well, we do get good feedback about our overview reports, and I think councils find it useful in offering a wider perspective of what's happening in other areas, as well as considering the Commission's analysis. Councils have gone through a lot of recent restructuring and reductions in staffing, so they do need to make sure their governance and scrutiny arrangements keep pace with all of that, and the other changes they now have to make, including the major one of the integration of health and social care services.
Douglas, thank you.